long as life endures. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Our final reading tonight. Then little children were being brought to him, to Jesus, in order that he may lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and then went on his way. Sometimes when we read scripture, we don't understand the flow of it. And I say that because for us, in the modern translations, they've been given to us chapter and verse and even beautiful pericope headings or titles for passages. Like for this example, this says Jesus blesses little children. What we have to understand is that as the writer wrote this in Greek, there was no chapter, there was no verse, there was no neat little heading that led into the next teaching. So I want to put this passage, these two verses that I've read, into perspective and where they come in the scheme of things. So leading up to these two verses, Jesus is teaching about divorce. Imagine being a disciple. And Jesus is there, and he's teaching on a topic that is permeating the culture of the time. Imagine this day and age when the divorce rate is 50% or better. That's just people that may not have children or may have children. That's just in general, 50%. Imagine the complications that, or not complications, but the challenges that having a special needs child brings to the equation. If you look at the divorce rates among couples that have a special needs child, the divorce rate is over 80%. So Jesus just lays this bomb out there about divorce and how we're to look at it. And in the midst of this teaching, this powerful explanation of God's vision for marriage, people are trying to bring children to Jesus to be healed. And because the teaching was so powerful, the disciples thought that they were doing the right thing, and they were trying to tell the parents or whoever was bringing the children to stop. Get away, we're busy. And Jesus says, he didn't say that, but Jesus said, "Please let them come to me. Because I truly tell you, the kingdom of heaven belongs these. Now, it's for us to try to determine, okay, who Jesus was talking about. Was he talking about the kingdom of heaven belongs to the children, or the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who have the courage to bring their children to Jesus? It's a great question. I think it's a yes. It's a both. And Jesus blesses them and moves on to the next teaching, which is another heavy subject about money. And so here you have these heavy, let me see if I can do it this way without burning myself. You have this heavy teaching about divorce, this interruption down here, and another heavy teaching about money. Which of these three teachings do you think are really the greatest? I think if I had to put them in perspective, the teaching of having the faith of a child would be greater than the teaching on divorce or the teaching on money. Because I want to backtrack just a little bit. One chapter. Jesus in the middle of a major teaching on paying taxes. And then leads into a teaching on the temptation of sin. And right between those two teachings, Jesus once again uses the illustration of children. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven." So two times, between two very heavy, heady teachings, Jesus uses the illustration of children and the type of faith that we are to have. I think about that as we get closer to Thanksgiving, which we know what comes next, Christmas. My son is close to that age of, and he probably is already there, where he doesn't believe in Santa Claus anymore. But I remember when he did, it was a magical time. You've seen it in children. The beauty, the sparkle, the imagination, the ability to believe. Maybe, just maybe, that's the type of faith that Jesus is talking about. Untainted, uncorrupted, undamaged, simple, beautiful, childlike. The kind of faith that can move mountains. The kind of faith that simply says, "Yes, I believe in He who strengthens me." The kind of faith that believes through Him I can do all things. The kind of faith that believes one day for all of us eternal life. Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he takes bread, blesses it, and gives thanks. And I wonder, in that time, if he doesn't say, "Be my children. Be like children. Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And taking the cup, giving thanks and blessing it, "Take and drink. And believe that this is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. This is the cup of salvation that is the new and everlasting covenant. The cup of eternal life. Take and drink." I wonder if we're ready to become like children, to come to him hungry and thirsty, to have our eyes open and our hearts born again. We pray, "Holy Spirit, pour out your Spirit on us gathered here and on these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that they would be for us in the eyes of us as children, the body and blood of Christ, broken and poured out for us, that as we take and receive, that our hearts would be changed like children. In Jesus' name, amen." Eileen, can you help serve tonight? Jesus extends the invitation to all who are ready to come and receive. And we practice an open table, which means you don't have to be a member of this church or any church to come and receive, like children, the gift that God offers. So as you are ready, as you are led by the Spirit, come and receive. God, we would pray that we would have the appetite of children when we come to the table, and that that appetite would be met with your grace and your love and the power to transform our hearts, to remove the calluses, the walls, the obstacles, to be filled with your love so that grace would abound in our hearts. Grace would abound in our words. Grace would abound in our actions. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lives. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and
I just love the faith of my son, especially around communion. Like even if he comes up and takes communion during one of our Sunday services, he'll sneak over to me after the service and say, "Daddy, can I have more? Daddy, can I have more?" I think that's the kind of faith that Jesus calls us to have. One that cries out, "Daddy, can I have more?" May you go from this place with that kind of faith, the faith of a child. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.